2015 A-englanti. Listening comprehension. You will hear the story twice. First, straight through, and then in shorter sections. Answer the questions during the pauses of the second listening.
Share this, but think before you do. In Finland, more than half of people between the ages of 16 and 74 are users of at least one social media service, and the percentage of social media users is highest amongst teenagers. Indeed, we can safely say that young people are the trendsetters in the use of social media. Facebook is the most popular service in Finland, with LinkedIn and Twitter following far behind. When Facebook became popular in Finland around the year 2007, many people were alarmed about the idea of sharing intimate details of their lives with people they don't know properly. Nowadays, this is sometimes called oversharing. Simply put, when you overshare, you are sharing your ideas and feelings with people who are your distant friends. Many critics of social media say oversharing leads some people to advertise themselves and their lifestyle on social media. There are a few people out there who try to make their lives appear interesting and fun through entertaining postings. Reading this kind of posting can make people jealous and put pressure on them to achieve as much socially. The situation is especially bad for people without friends, a relationship, a job, or a place to study. For them, social media can be a depressing place. Another unpleasant aspect of oversharing is how it can transform a single mistake into a public humiliation. This was the case in 2014 with Brianna Mitchell, an Alabama teenager, who posted on Twitter a smiling selfie she had taken of herself at Auschwitz concentration camp, the site where the Nazis murdered more than a million people during the Second World War. Mitchell's smiling selfie went viral and created a widespread angry reaction against her in social media. People accused her of being disrespectful to the memory of the people who had died at Auschwitz. However, later it turned out her only true mistake was oversharing the selfie. It had in fact been a personal tribute to her dead father, with whom she had studied the Holocaust. But people had no way of knowing Mitchell's motive in taking the smiling selfie and judged her harshly. A recent trend in social media has been semi-sharing, which can be seen as the return to the so-called natural state of communication before Facebook. Semi-sharing means communicating and sharing ideas with only a smallish group of selected people who have a genuine interest in each other. When semi-sharing, people are protected from nameless internet troublemakers and have a chance to open up about their thoughts and feelings without fear of embarrassment. However, while semi-sharing sounds sensible and natural, there can in fact be downsides to it as well. Being left out of a semi-sharing network feels a lot worse than being left out of a loose circle of half-friends on Facebook. Just imagine the feeling after finding out that you're the only person in your class who doesn't belong to the WhatsApp group for all the cool people. It is also good to keep in mind that people in social media who don't know you very well usually expect to only hear positive things about you. Openness about difficult things on social media requires confidentiality. The knowledge that what you tell to other person won't be found out by anyone else. This state of affairs is exactly similar to real-life situations and reminds us that things haven't changed that much with social media. Social media and digital communication technology have not changed the basic nature of friendship, nor have they turned a generation of people into idiots, as feared by Albert Einstein, the world-famous Nobel-winning physicist. it seems that while tools and technologies change, people stay essentially the same.